Good news from the media a few days ago. A large asteroid passed near the Earth in relative terms, and we all survived. When asteroids come so close, and here Nature.com says the pass was estimated at 538,000 kilometers, they spawn headlines like, "Asteroid not going to hit Earth." And so thankfully, the only thing we're left to worry about is who owns those space rocks. The answer all depends on the person you ask. If the rock is a small visitor from space, a meteorite, it usually belongs to the person upon whose land it falls. Meteorites are like the Earth, courts have said, made up of the same basic materials, so they become a part of the Earth when they land. A stretch, sure, but it makes it easy for the court to decide ownership. The owner of the real estate becomes the owner of the space rock. But what about those asteroids up in the sky, including the one that passed close enough to Earth so that we talked about it for days in advance? That, too, depends on the person you ask, or perhaps the judge you ask. Example 1. There's an asteroid out there someplace. It's asteroid 433, known, according to a certain legal filing, as Eros. The person behind that certain legal filing is a man from Carson City, Nevada, who'd staked a claim for property on that asteroid. He filed a lawsuit against NASA and others seeking a declaratory judgment that he owns whatever it is he wants upon that space rock. A federal appellate court heard his plea in 2005, but the court suggested tersely that the man's lawsuit had failed to state a claim. No pun intended by the court, or maybe I'm wrong about that. The decision means that the court found that the man couldn't own what he set out to own, part of an asteroid that many say belongs to all of us, or perhaps to none of us. A UN space treaty suggests, for example, that no sovereign can own outer space. Example 2. Just a few years before, another man had filed a lawsuit against officials who'd taken him into custody for a mental health evaluation. The federal trial court dismissed the lawsuit out of hand, finding the man's complaint bizarre and virtually incomprehensible. The asteroid part of the story? The plaintiff in the case liked to call himself a space prospector and had staked a claim to certain heavenly bodies, including asteroids. Not for himself, mind you, but for the heirs of people like Moses and Martin Luther. The courthouse clerk's office accepted his property claims, the court reported. The rural county needed the filing fees. In the end, the court didn't find that the space prospector had secured ownership rights in the foreign bodies for others, but it also didn't laugh the man and his story out of court. One who fashions himself a forward thinker, like those who originally supported the Louisiana Purchase, the court decided, should be given a second chance to refile part of his lawsuit that belonged in state court, especially the part about how the confinement affected his reputation as space pioneer. So someday, should an asteroid ever truly get close to hitting Earth, there might be some legal scrambling. After all, asteroid ownership might imply not only an entitlement to the spoils of property, but also potential liability for the spoiling it does to others. The man from Nevada, he's not liable for anything. He doesn't own anything in space. But Martin Luther's relatives, they might want to run to the courthouse first to disclaim any property rights before ducking for cover. I'm Amy Guida.